بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. لم تقترن بزمان وهي تخبرنا، لم تقترن بزمان وهي تخبرنا عن المعاد وعن عاد وعن إيرام. عن المعاد وعن عاد وعن إيرام. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. دامت لدينا ففاقت كل معجزة، دامت لدينا ففاقت كل معجزة من النبيين إذ جاءت ولم تدوم. من النبيين إذ جاءت ولم تدوم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. محكمات فما يبقين من شبه، محكمات فما يبقين من شبه. الذي شقاق ولا يبغين من حكم، الذي شقاق ولا يبغين من حكم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ما حوربت قط إلا عاد من حرب، ما حوربت قط إلا عاد من حرب. أعدى الأعداء أعدى الأعادي إليها ملقي السامي. أعدى الأعادي إليها ملقي السلم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ردت بلاغتها دعوى معارضها، ردت بلاغتها دعوى معارضها. رد الغيور يد الجاني عن الحرم، رد الغيور يد الجاني عن الحرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. لها معان كموج البحر في مدد، لها معان كموج البحر في مدد وفوق جوهره في الحسن والقيم وفوق جوهره في الحسن والقيم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فما تعد ولا تحصى عجائبها فما تعد ولا تحصى عجائبها ولا تسام على الإكثار بالسمي ولا تسام على الإكثار بالسامي مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. قرت بها عين قاريها فقلت له قرت بها عين قاريها فقلت له لقد ظفرت بحبل الله فاعتصمي لقد ظفرت بحبل الله فاعتصمي مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Most respected elders, beloved معتكفين, mothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We continue with the sixth chapter of Qasida Burda, which is discussing the honor and the nobility of the Quran Kareem. Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayhi states, لَمْ تَقْتَرِنْ بِزَمَانٍ وَهِيَ تُخْبِرُنَا عَنِ الْمَعَادِ وَأَنْ عَادٍ وَعَنْ إِرَامِ. In the previous poems, he stated that the Quran Kareem is the kalam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is eternal. The sifat, the qualities of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala are also eternal. Kalam, speech of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala being the quality of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is also eternal. So therefore, the speech of Allah being eternal is not confined and not limited to any time and era. And he says that the Quran, it is not connected. The speech of Allah is not attached with any period of time, but at the same time, it informs us about Ma'ad, the future. Wa'an Ad, it also tells us about the nation of Ad, powerful nation that came in the past. And it also tells us about Iram, and also a nation that came in the past. In other words, the Quran is so powerful, so dynamic, and it is so rich in its content that it tells us, give us information of the past, where otherwise we would get such information. It tells us about the information of the future, of the present, and it also tells us about the future. And everything is reliable, everything is authentic. And in this way, we can be able to shape our minds about the past, shape our mind of the for the present, and shape our mind for the future. It is stated that Iram, he is the grandson of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Ad, he is then the grandson of Iram. And we heard of a famous incident about the famous king of Iraq, Shaddad. When he heard about the descriptions of Jannah, how beautiful is Jannah, when a person passes away, then if Almighty Allah is happy with him, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will put him into Jannah and paradise. When he heard the description of Jannah, he thought that he could make his Jannah in this world. He used all the resources as a king to prepare beautiful palatial palaces. And a large portion of his life was spent in that. When the appointed time came for him to enter his palace, that is when Malakul Maut came and took his life away. And that is why some ash'ar, some poets, they explain it in beautiful ways, that Ruh-e-Shaddad ki jab nikali gayi, haath malta gaya aur yeh kehta gaya, aisi jannat ka kya bharosa. When the time came for him to leave this dunya, whole life is spent in putting up beautiful palaces. But now the time came for him to enjoy. It is as though he was placing his palm with his palm and say regret, out of regret, what bharosa and what trust can we have on this dunya? Allama Busairi goes on further, he says, Damat ladaina fafaqat kulla mu'jizatin minan nabiyyin izja'at walam tadumi. The translation, the verses of the Quran Kareem, they remain with us forever. Therefore, it is superior to every miracle. In comparison to the miracles of the other prophets, when they came with their miracles, then the miracle did not remain after they left this world. In these two poems, Allama Busairi Rahmatullah Alayh speaks about or indicates, refers to the previous prophets also performed miracles. And obviously, their miracles wasn't for their self-status and to just gain some self-confidence or some acceptance in people for personal gain. It was purely for the sake of da'wah, so that people could get attracted to them, and then they will use that opportunity to convey to the people Tawheed, the oneness of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But all the prophets who performed miracles in the past, it was confined to their time and era. When they passed away, that was the end of the miracle. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also performed many miracles, but the miracle of the Quran Kareem, the miracle that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given the form of the Quran Kareem to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that remained even after the demise of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Quran is actually a living miracle of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Muhkamatun fama yabqina min shubahin lizi shiqaqin wala yabghina min hakami. Muhkamat, it is an academic term. The plural is a plural of muhkama, and it refers to a degree of expressing oneself. In the books of fiqh, In order to explain muhkama, they present the different degrees and different categories of expressing one's speech. Nas, zahir, mufassar, muhkam. One degree of expressing yourself, nas. Little higher degree, more clearer, zahir. Even more clearer than that, mufassar. And such clarity in which there is no doubt whatsoever, that is called muhkam. And the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, every ayat in the muhkama, therefore in plural, Allama Busairi says muhkamatun. The verses of the Quran al-Kareem are absolutely clear, and so they do not leave ma yabqina min shubahin, so clear that they do not leave any doubt whatsoever. Lizi shiqaqin wala yabghina min hakami. It did not leave any doubt, any shubha for the enemies. And at the same time, the enemies, they did not require any judge to understand or to give a judgment regarding the understanding of the Quran, because the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem were self-explanatory and very, very clear. Ma huribat qattu illa aada min harabin. أَعْدَ الْأَعَادِي إِلَيْهَا مُلْقِي السَّلَمِي. Salami refers to two people are fighting, two nations are fighting, and they seek a truce to stop fighting. They have given it all, lost all the resources, and they come to a point where they completely give up. Contextually, Allama Busairi Rahmatullah says that